Charities have been, well, bitterly divided over the final scenes in EastEnders last night of Peggy Mitchell, such an absolutely crucial character over so many years, her coming and going over the years. But the decision to actually remove, well, end her life, to actually choose to end her life as cancer took hold of her, has divided a lot of people. So in the final episode of the soap opera, Barbara Windsor, of course, Dame Barbara Windsor, takes an overdose as she reveals that her terminal cancer had spread to her brain and her bones. Now, her distraught sons, Phil Mitchell and Grant Mitchell, played, of course, by Steve McFadden and Ross Kemp, were trying to talk her out of the decision. But she was absolutely adamant that she wanted to take her life and go out with, well, some dignity, with her head held high. Now, the Samaritans have worked alongside these soap operas, writers and researchers to make sure that this story was handled in the right way. And they've praised EastEnders for showing the reality of suicide and the devastating effect it can have on the family involved. But anti-euthanasia organisation Care Not Killing have said that it was extremely disappointing that, in their words, the BBC is acting as the cheerleader for assisted suicide and suicide by killing off one of the best-known and well-loved characters on British television. Let's now talk to Peter Saunders, who's a campaign director and a medical doctor from that organisation, Care Not Killing. Peter, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning.
Why do you think that this was disappointing?
Well, it was good to see the BBC. I'm a fan of EastEnders myself, and it's good to see that the BBC did consult the Samaritans over this programme. But yes, we did have some significant misgivings about it. I think, first of all, as a doctor, as a general surgeon who's managed many cases of patients with breast cancer, I felt it really painted a very false picture of what breast cancer involves for the vast majority of people. I think it was really quite sensationalized, the whole thing. I mean, let's just think about it. 160,000 people die of cancer in the UK every year. 12,000 will die of breast cancer. But the overwhelming majority of these do not seek suicide or want it, and do actually die in dignity with their heads held high, having the very good care that can be provided. It's very unusual that pain in cancer can't be well controlled. And in fact, you know, 78% of people, nearly 4 out of 5, will survive breast cancer for 10 years or more. So as a doctor, it always concerns me when I see the unreality of some depiction of illness on the media, I think for vulnerable people who are worried about cancer, it carries the danger of intensifying concerns that they might have, which are not really realistic. So there was that, but I think there's also the dangers in these kind of depictions as well that concern us.
Well, yes, obviously we know the survival rates for some kinds of cancer, particularly those like breast cancer, have received a lot of attention, a lot of research, are improving magnificently, and certainly not a death sentence as when it used to just be, there's a big C. And perhaps breast cancer wasn't the ideal choice of cancer. But of course, look, it is fiction. And look, the reality is people are taking their own lives and choosing to take their own lives and preferring a death that which they're able to control. And we know that the MPs were recently asked in the last year or so to look at, assisted suicide and other issues. And they chose not to change the law. But there was a lot of polling, very detailed questioning of the public. And it showed something like 80%, I think, of British people thought there should be some sort of change in the law to make it easier to help people in these circumstances, in very specific, limited circumstances. I do wonder, who are we to make a decision about what someone can do with their own life?
Well, I'm interested to hear you introduce assisted suicide into the discussion, because this
obviously
wasn't a case of assisted
different
suicide.
Different legal issues, yes.
It was a case of suicide. Mm. And suicide is something that, as a society, we are very anxious to prevent. This is why we have suicide watches. It's why we provide mental health care for people. And I think the issue is about how suicide is portrayed on the media. And we know, because there's been a huge amount of research on this, that that suicide can be portrayed in a way that leads on to imitative suicidal behaviors. It's what we call copycat suicide, yeah, or suicide contagion. And the World Health Organization has international guidelines on this, which are based on evidence-based studies, and they give a number of recommendations to media outlets in the way they cover suicides. Now, there is a good way of covering suicide that actually leads people not to see it as a solution to problems. But in actual fact, when you look at the way it was done last night, it breached pretty much all of the WHO's guidelines on suicide portrayal.
Presenting it as
a solution to problems, detailed information about the method, video footage, celebrities, prominent placement and so on, all these sorts of things we know from research will lead on to vulnerable people being influenced into seeing suicide as a solution for problems, when in fact, if they were handled in a different way. And it's a concern about the balance of BBC coverage, the disproportionate amount of coverage that seems to normalise or perhaps even glamorise and sensationalise suicide as a solution to life's problems.
Okay, I realise, you know, that she is Begging Mitchell is a huge character in a very long-running, well-watched soap opera.
Yeah,
and, of course, we know the woman playing her, Dame Barbara Windsor, is a hugely popular British character, you know.
Yeah.
But in what way does that sensationalise or normalise it? Is it not important that soap operas do actually talk about big issues? We've had domestic violence, we've had a child, we've had other issues that have come up. And it often plays a really big role to actually bring these stories to the forefront so people can discuss them and debate them. And if the Samaritans of all people were happy with how it was handled, does that not mean that it was handled well?
No, we should be discussing these issues, but my point is that the portrayal that we saw last night breached virtually all the international guidelines from the World Health Organization, because we know from a huge amount of research that's been done on this, the kind of suicide portrayals that lead to more suicides amongst vulnerable people. And it pretty well ticked every box last night. And I think when we think about the BBC and the amount of coverage that they give of this kind, I can think of six programs in the last few years. The Panorama program by Margot MacDonald, A Short Stay in Switzerland. There was the Richard Dimbleby lecture, Terry Pratchett, the BBC's Midlands Inside Out program with Ray Gosling, The Choosing to Die, Simon's Choice. You know, there's six. And there seems to be a disproportionate amount of cover coming from the BBC, giving one side of the argument and portraying suicide as a solution to what are really normal problems in life rather than the other side. So it's the apparent bias that has been led to some calling the BBC a cheerleader for euthanasia.
Both sides of the story. Peter, well, you've certainly got to put your side today. Thank you so much for coming on Talk Radio and talking to us. He's a campaign director and medical doctor himself from Care Not Killing. Love to hear your thoughts on that. Do you think it was irresponsible if you saw it? Do you think it's actually important that these issues are debated? Or do you agree with one of my Twitter followers who's just pointed out that apparently EastEnders is fiction? Huge if true. Give us a call, 0844.